With Odell Beckham, you know, you've had him in Cleveland, you had him here. How close do you feel like to, because he's obviously not hitting the expectations he wants, how close do you think you guys are to trying to, you know, get everything in sync with him and Lamar?
It's always going to be a work in progress. Just because he's been in and out of practice, been in and out of the lineup, you know, you have a limited off season together, so you're constantly trying to work that chemistry. So it doesn't matter who it is. It's, you know, Bates been out for a little bit, and then working back. Say he's a rookie, so, you know, the player that's got the most banked reps together that's continued to practice, you can see, because that's Mark. You can see that consistently.
You guys are passing more on first down. You guys are spreading it out a bit more compared to what the offense was in the past. How do you think that's allowed Lamar to showcase elements of his game that maybe he didn't get to show in past years?
Well, that's more fun when it works, I can tell you that, other than being second and 10. You know, I don't know that. I don't know in the past what they did per se. I mean, outside of just looking at it, you know, Lamar has been diligent and working in terms of, you know, his drop, where his eyes are, you know, in terms of the pass game, and it shows. You know, it's credit to him and T and Kerry, the guys that work with him, and our guys, and it's still got to be more consistent. There's moments where you really like what we're doing, and there's moments we certainly need to be better.
Todd, when you have a gifted young player like Bateman as a coordinator, what can you do to help him get from a great play every once in a while to sort of full on breakout?
I think with him, it's more being healthy. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. Any player, the development. Well, I shouldn't say it's a player. It's all of us improve with the amount of time we're able to spend on our craft. It's just the way it is. It doesn't matter. The more he's able to get out there and practice and get in the games, he's able to sustain that. He's only going to continue to get better. He's no different than a coach. You know, any job that you've got, it's just consistently staying healthy. And when he does, you can see that. You can see that on the field.
Do you ever game plan to get a guy more opportunities, or is that not really the way you look at it?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes you have on your call sheet, like, where you think there's opportunities for a player, but sometimes the defense takes that away, you know. Other than a screen, you know, other than when you know the ball's going to a specific player, a number of times coverage could dictate that. You know, and then you've got to go somewhere else with the football, and then, you know, being able to move players around can help that when you're expecting certain coverages. So that's why it's certainly more advantageous the more weapons that you have, because when the ball finds them, you have more playmakers. That's just the way it is. It's harder to take certain guys away, or at least scheme up where they might be. So you're constantly trying to move guys around when that's possible. It's not always possible, because you got to practice, got to be able to rep things to be able to carry it over to games.
Todd, in the past year, they've more embraced the running back by committee approach. Are you partial to that approach as well, or do you like the idea of kind of one guy getting 20 plus carries?
Well, sometimes I don't even know. I mean, I'll be real honest. Like, you're subbing guys in and out. You have certain packages that you like guys in the game, like most teams. Certainly, I think with the way the game is gone, I don't think any team, I should not say that. I don't know that specifically. But I think if you look across the league over the last few years, it's been more with a lot of teams running back by committee, because it's a position of extreme contact, you know, in terms of the volatility of the position. So I think it's in your best interest to consistently develop and have a number of running backs that can touch the ball and take the load off of just one player specifically.
Have you seen, because Lamar is kind of, you know, he has a unique style of play. When you play teams, maybe it's like not outside, maybe outside the division, that there is some of an adjustment period for those opposing defenses, because they're not used to kind of, you know, a quarterback kind of like him at all?
Some, but, you know, I think over the years, they're not Lamar, but there's quarterbacks that skill set wise that you know, might resemble that. Like you play the Giants and you're playing Daniel Jones. There's going to be some aspect of his game that they would have to prepare for with his ability with his legs. I think any quarterback, when you go against that, it's still how they're going to play Lamar, and the type of plays that you may run can vary. And then he's played for a number of years. You can go back and see how they thought they would play, or, you know, try to scheme up against style of play that you're at. And we're a little bit different than they've been in the past. So, you know, you try to dissect a little bit early on what you're getting.
Todd, I think Lamar saw more drop eight on Sunday than he probably had in any game this year. Are you, you know, grateful for that, the opportunities and maybe some of the ups and downs of that experience, you know, came in a win, not a loss? And what do you kind of take away from that?
Sure. No, it's you certainly – what saved us on Sunday was we were outstanding in the red zone. I mean, that's what saved us, is that when we got down there, we scored touchdowns. I mean, so with the we had other opportunities. We didn't take advantage of them. But when we did get down there, I mean, that certainly saved us. And certainly we saw a little bit more drop eight than when what we have seen when we went five-man pro. That's when it came up. You released the back, or we went five-man protection. So it came up, you know, couple handfuls of times of when we were throwing it. So again, I think any time that you're able to see something and still come out of it with a win, still have some things that you felt like you did well, and a lot of things that you certainly can continue to build on.
The consistency and execution, you look, if you want to build the kind of each week on something, but felt like a little bit execution wise a little step back. Is that part of last week? Is that relative to, you know, 4 out of 5 on the road, just that particular scheme, or what do you attribute that?
Most of the time it's, there's a combination of that. You know, I don't know 4 out of 5 on the road and the travel and all of that. Did that have anything to do with certain aspects of us not getting lined up, you know, not functioning at a high level at times? No, but heck no. You know, I mean, we went to London and we stayed over there a week. I mean, to me, that's not the issue. The issue is, the consistency, you know. It's the reverse of that is, did you expect against the Lions that everything would go so well at the beginning? Well, of course not, you know. And you're playing against the best players in the world and the best coaches in the world, and they've played better at home. I mean, obviously the Dallas Cowboys are a good team, and they beat them at home. So it's those things are a part of it. Certain opportunities that you had that you didn't take advantage of, that you certainly could have coached better, certainly could have played better. But luckily, like I said, when we did get down in the red zone, we did score touchdowns, which, again, when you do that, there was some similarities to that game and the Cincinnati game in some ways, where the opportunities that we did get, we scored touchdowns. That gives you a chance then. You're in the 20s, you're at 28, you're close to 30. You know, you're at least going to put, don't score touchdowns, it doesn't nearly feel as well. So that's the biggest part of it, is when you are a little bit choppy and you're not taking advantage of some opportunities that you had, then you better score touchdowns.
I think there was a lot of excitement over what this offense would look like, this rushing offense would look like when you guys spread teams out. I think, you know, in 11 personnel, you guys are much more pass inclined than run inclined. I know some of that is probably situational, but I guess what kind of has gone into the decision making process about, you know, that split?
Personnel does that. You know, some of it is, you know, who you have in the game, you know, whether it's utilizing Pat Ricard, utilizing your tight ends, the run game that you can have when you're in, you know, spread out personnel, how much you want to run Lamar. I mean, that becomes part of that as you continue to build and try to scheme other defenses. Certain teams give you different fronts that might not be, you know, as much of an advantage to be in the spread set. So we certainly are trying to be, you know, as best as we can, be as balanced as we can per personnel set, but it doesn't always work out that way. But that's a good point, I mean, in terms of being spread and being able to still be able to run it, for sure.
In your experience, does being a first-year play caller, is that different from maybe if you're out of place for a third or fourth year, where maybe you're adding layers to the offense rather than figuring out what you're good at and honing in on that over the second half of the season?
Oh, I think for sure. And I wouldn't say, I wouldn't even say a play caller as much as our first year together. And you don't want that to be an excuse, because there are none, right? We're already into playing eight games, and I do think we're starting to play better. There's a lot of things we can improve on, but over the last few weeks, we've moved the ball more consistently. I like where we're headed. Again, we're not there yet. We need to get there. That's part of what you do. But as a new staff, players, system, you're always, even two or three years from now, we'll be still, right, striving to be elite in everything we do, right? How we meet, how we teach, the notes we take, how we practice, how we take care of our bodies, right? How we carry that over to the field, how we get lined up, right? How we execute at a high level. All those things are a big part of that, that falls under that umbrella. And no one really gives a shit, to be honest. I mean, they really don't. And we shouldn't. We don't care. I mean, ultimately, it's what you show on Sunday that matters. That's what we're paid to do. And that's what we're always striving to do, is to have a high level of execution. And it starts with how we game plan it, how we prepare during the week, and then execute against the best in the world, because they're paid to do everything to stop us. That's one thing that I think we forget at times, is that they've got good players and coaches too, and then how are we going to do it better to execute at a high level, especially at the most critical situations in the game.
Overall, through eight games, are you pretty pleased with how you guys have run the ball overall? And, you know, sometimes a running game late in the season takes on more meaning. Do you feel there's another level to get to? Or
I was pleased. I have been relatively pleased in terms of how we've run the football. Certain times we could be better. We certainly, Sunday, felt better. We ran the ball better in the second half, called it better in the second half. We had a few more RPOs early in the game that got thrown when we had opportunities to run it. And that really, you know, when it the drive that got it to 24 and the drive that got it to 31, really, if you said, throughout the game, outside of the first time we scored, made you feel good about, you know, we wanted to end the game on our terms. And we didn't end it then, but so last time we got on the field and we're able to run the football. And I like the way we scheme it. I like our guys. I think we are certainly capable of that. And we need to continue that. I mean, you can't control the game if you can't run the football. I mean, if you just can't, you can't control the game. Your play action game's not up to speed, your short yardage, your goal line. We've been good in the red zone because we've been able to run it. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, when we've been able to run it well, we've scored running the football. And that adds to a lot of areas, short yardage, converting third downs. If you get into 4-minute, right, goal line, red zone, those are all things that lead into situational football that helps you win. And it gives your defense a blow. You're able to take time off the clock. And like I said, everything starts with that. And Lamar's a part of that. Whether it's schemed up or he takes off and runs, that ends up on rushing yards, you know. So he is certainly, even though we haven't used him as much maybe in the quarterback-driven stuff, his ability to get outside the pocket and run or even on short yardage has added to that.
All good?
Yep.
Thank you, Doug.